Hey, it's Amelia, aka Big Tit.
And I'm Natasha, aka Little Tit.
And together, we're the Graveyard Girls.
Hello.
And welcome to this week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Back to normal.
Yep.
Now, we've got Halloween out of the way.
Yep.
So back to a normal episode. And it's one of yours.
It is one of mine. I don't actually know if we are recording or releasing in the right order, but this is the first one.
Oh, okay.
That is...
Well, I might be bullshitting us then, but...
It's coming out.
Basically,
when it's coming out.
Yeah, all we do know is this is going to be one of Natasha's cases. I am certain on that.
We have just, like you said, gone through the... I was going to say the witch trial. No, that was last year.
That was last
year.
We
have just gone through other people's stories.
Yeah.
And because we're recording this the same day, we have just recorded one. We don't know how well that's done. Hopefully
yeah.
you enjoyed
Hopefully
it.
Hopefully you're doing well, yeah. And it might have a return if you all like it.
I know it was a bit of a faff, but I kind of enjoyed reading all the people.
It did. It was stressful at first because yeah. people write things like really differently. Like it was sent to us exactly how some people talk.
Yeah. And then you're like, what's that mean?
Yeah, so it was quite a bit for us to record. We had to keep pausing and re-recording bits. But now that it's done, like it was really interesting having other people's stories. Mm. Like I liked those. It was just... I think it was different for us to record. It took a little while of us getting our head around it.
Mm, I think maybe the final one, we've like nailed it.
Yeah, we finally got there.
Nailed
yeah, it.
It
got progressively better.
Yes.
Well, I hope it did.
I always enjoy other people's stories. Like I said, I always listen to podcasts of people...
Sharing
yeah.
other stories, yeah.
Like their experience of paranormal, true crime. But yes.
So yeah, hopefully you enjoyed it. And if you haven't listened to any of them, I suggest once you've listened to this episode, you go back and check them out.
Yeah.
So yeah, what have you got for me today?
What do I have for you today? I have a mystery.
Oh.
This is called The Disappearance of the Sodder Children.
Oh.
Oh.
Are we going true crime? Or is it a bit paranormal?
True crime.
Okay.
Possibly.
It sounded like it could be a little bit ghosty.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking just of the name.
I just realised again, I was like, I'm not doing anything with children.
Yeah, haven't pretty much all
of mine
yours.
Are children.
Yeah, children, yeah.
Never mind. Things bad things happen to children. I can't prevent it. I can tell you about it though.
Okay.
Children in my life I will prevent from
Yeah, don't learn
harm.
As much to babysit your kids are gonna die. To be fair, they're no better off with me, so it's fine.
Probably a bit worse off with
yeah.
you. Anyway, that's a bit rude, but actually no, they'll probably be better off with you. So, in Fayetteville, West Virginia, on the night before Christmas in 1945,
Ooh.
A fire started at about 1 a.m. in the home of the Sodder family. The family comprised of George and Jenny, who are the parents, mm-hmm. and their 9 children.
Oh, popping a few out.
Just a few. There's John, who's 23, Marion, who's 17, George Jr., who's 16, Maurice, who's 14, Martha, who's 12, Lewis, who's 9, Jenny, 8, Betty, 5, and Sylvia, 2.
Bloody hell, we'll spread them out a bit.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they were going to be like quite close in age and you might have a few twins.
No, that like, okay. Yeah, I know. I think they're like, should we have another one? Go on then.
That's like a span in over 20 years.
I know. Can you imagine?
I know, all them babies. If especially you want to do that like, many, get them all done in one go, like one after the other.
Especially your sibling is technically old enough to be your parent at this
yeah.
point.
Hmm.
It's a bit weird. Anyway.
I suppose it's a thing for the time.
Yes, 1945. Just have as many as you can. The family was obviously asleep at this early hour.
Mm-hmm.
But the parents, along with 4 of their children, escaped the fire. And those were Sylvia, Marion, John, and George.
Okay.
So they've got 4 children.
So 5 died.
The 5 that didn't make it out of the fire with them shared 2 bedrooms upstairs. So I'm thinking everyone else has bedrooms downstairs.
Oh, okay. Would make sense.
George obviously wanted to save his children when he saw that they weren't outside, so he ran back inside and saw that the stairs were impassable, so he thought about another way to get upstairs, his ladder. So he ran back outside to find that it was missing. Where's it gone?
Is this sounds a bit sinister? Deliberately moved,
possibly. He had 2 coal trucks, so he thought about moving them closer to the house and climb on top to get the kids upstairs.
Wouldn't that
catch fire?
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe there weren't any coal
okay.
inside. I don't know. Maybe
I feel like it might aid the fire, the coal.
Maybe.
Mm.
But neither of the trucks would start.
Oh, okay. Oh, what are the chances of that?
Both trucks? Oh, that's a bit weird. Marion ran to a neighbor's house to phone for the firefighters, but the neighbor couldn't get through. This is about 1945, so the phones would have been operated by humans. Like, you have you phone the operator and they'll be like, where do you want
where do you want to call and the point through to?
And they physically have to do it. And I'm thinking that will be the local area. But I'm assuming there'll be people there at all times.
Yeah, there's got to be a backup, right?
Exactly. Another neighbor tried to get it through, and again, no luck. So this neighbor drove to town to get help in person and found the chief firefighter there. So this is about 2.5 miles away, okay?
Okay, it's not too far, but for the time, I don't think cars are going particularly fast. Oh no, 1945, they are actually by then. You're right.
How long do you think it took them to reach the Sodders' home? So this happened at 1 a.m.
Well, if they've been fanning about trying to ring, I'm going to say this is like an hour later.
That the firefighters arrived.
Yeah.
They didn't arrive until 8 a.m.
From when?
1 a.m. It took them seven hours to come.
Right, okay. What are they in? Like, what are they doing? Fucking cycling there with the buckets of water.
So the house burnt down completely in about 45.
I'm not fucking surprised.
In about 45 minutes. So by the time they came, there was literally nothing left of the house. Reports say it was literally ash at this point.
But to be fair, if it took 45 minutes to do it, surely by the time they finished trying to make the calls, they'll have noticed it was a lost cause.
You'd be like, imagine them turning up with, I'm assuming, their sirens on. Then Nina, I was like, Nina. And you're like,
Where's the building?
It burnt out like hours ago. Yes. In the ash, the remains of the missing children weren't found. And they looked extensively.
I mean, to be fair, from the sound of it, if the whole house is gone, it would probably also diminish pretty much all evidence of the bodies as well.
You would think. Or, so they are presumed dead. However, there's no evidence to suggest this is true. Oh. And about a week after the fire, the five children were issued with death certificates.
Okay. I'm guessing there's a twist.
There is a twist. The fire chief of the firefighters that took 7 hours to arrive said that the fire burnt hot, that the children were essentially cremated, but a regular fire couldn't burn that hot to burn bone.
Right.
It could burn flesh, but there was no reports of the smell of burning flesh at the scene. Mm. The fire is believed to have been caused by faulty wiring. However, the wiring was tested that fall and was given the all clear, and that is all safe. At about 12:30 that night of the fire, the phone rang and Jenny went to answer it, but she noticed the lights were on downstairs, disproving the faulty wiring theory to some, as the lights wouldn't be on if the wire was faulty.
But I thought she was already downstairs.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Few holes in this story.
And I also don't know who was phoning her. As she settled back down to sleep, she heard a bang on the roof and like something rolled, and then she woke up an hour later to the house being on fire.
Right.
All that remained of the house was the basement foundation, so George covered this with dirt and then turned that into a memorial for his children, because there's no there's no graves, there's nothing for them. So now this may have been grief, or that there may be some truth into it, as no evidence of their children being in the fire was ever found. George and Jenny started to believe that their five children were kidnapped and that the house fire was deliberately started.
I mean, it does sound a little bit deliberate, but why kidnap those five children?
So a reason why they think they could have been kidnapped or targeted was George was an Italian immigrant, and where they lived in Fayetteville was a community of Italian immigrants, and this is literally just after the Second World War.
Okay.
He regularly spoke out about the Italian dictator Mussolini and his dislike for him, and this caused a lot of debates in the community. Some sources say George's past may have also been a bit shady back in Italy. And these may be the reasons for the fire and or taking of the children. In the days leading up to the fire, the elder children noticed a man watching the younger kids from the side of the road.
Oh. Sorry, before you carry on, I have a question.
That's fine.
There is four children remaining. Yes. Are they the younger ones or the older ones?
So the ones that remain, there's a few. Okay, so the ones that escaped are Sylvia, who's 2, Marion, who is 12, John, who's 23, and George Jr., who is 16.
Okay, Because if it was some of the older ones that were kidnapped, which obviously it wasn't, then I would have been like, why are they kidnapping the older ones? Because they're not kids.
Mm, yeah, maybe.
Do you see what I mean with the whole kidnap theory?
Yeah.
Because you'd kidnap a child.
I think it's like the ones in between the oldest and the youngest. Okay. So it's those like, so who's missing at this point is... Maurice, who's 14, Martha, who is 12, Lewis, who's 9, Jenny, who's 8, and Betty, who's 5.
If there were all teenage girls, I would have said for a weird like sex thing, but maybe not. Very interesting. It's a strange mix of the children.
Yes, 3 girls, 2 boys. But is it because these children shared bedrooms upstairs and the others had bedrooms downstairs? So maybe it's just, it happened to be those because they're upstairs. I just feel like they're upstairs.
All the younger ones would have been the easiest to kidnap.
Yeah.
If you're going to take multiple.
Maybe. Or maybe you get some of the older ones, it's like, you come with me or I'm going to hurt your younger ones. So don't make a sound.
But also then to kidnap the ones from upstairs.
Yeah, it's a fact.
You've got to go past the ones downstairs.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on the fence about this kidnap theory. I don't agree with it.
Okay. In the fall of 1945, so a month or a couple of months before the fire, an unnamed life insurance salesman knocked on the Sodders family door.
Right.
And I don't know whether he was invited in or not, but the Sodders believed that they didn't need any life insurance. And as he saw he wasn't going to make a sale, he became angry and yelled at George, saying, "Your goddamn house is going up in smoke and your children are going to be destroyed. You're going to pay for the dirty remarks you have been making about Mussolini."
Ah, so I definitely think it was an attack on the whole from the Italian community thing.
Yeah.
Kidnap story, still not following.
Okay.
I think they could have been, in the heat of that fire with how hot it would have got, I think they could have been cremated in it.
Possibly. In the dirt of the memorial George had made, his youngest daughter found an object, and George believed that it was a napalm pineapple bomb, similarly used in the war. So it's a...
Okay.
So it looks like a pineapple once it's exploded.
Okay.
Because Jenny really believed her children didn't die in the fire, she consulted a crematorium employee about cremation. And they told her, even when they burn bodies at 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, bones still remain. And after burning, and that this is after for 2 hours. So remember, the house fire burnt for 45 minutes. In theory, should be bones. Jenny even burnt animal bones to see, and yep, bones always remained.
Okay.
So some kind of human... I'm wondering
if there's some sort of accelerant, though, also in the house. Could that not speed it up? Maybe. I feel like there's other factors. Because if it's destroyed an entire house, because you think, normally if you think of a fire only lasting 45 minutes, you're still going to have the shell of the house. This is made out like the whole thing like fucking disappeared.
Yep.
If the whole house is disappeared, I don't think it's too far-fetched
that everything,
to think that all the bodies also perished. You might have bone fragments left, but you're there's not going to have like a full-on skeleton left, are you?
But they do scour the ash for fragments as well.
Okay.
And it's conflicting because it does say that the house is literally ash, but then there's like appliances still there. It's just like the case of the house is like the shell of the house is gone. Then there's reports of children being spotted after the fire.
Okay.
So this is why they're like, oh, okay. One even happened that night. A woman claimed to have seen the children in a car as the fire was happening. And on December 25th, which was about 50 miles west of the fire, a woman claimed to have served them breakfast at a tourist stop. A week after the fire, 4 of the 5 children were spotted in Charleston with 2 men and 2 women that appeared to be Italian to a witness. This woman tried to talk to the children, but the men were very hostile towards her, so she never got to speak to them.
Right.
In 1947, George and Jenny asked the FBI to help, and the FBI offered to help, but both the Fayetteville police and fire departments denied and refused the FBI's help. So they were like, no.
Okay.
Which is very unusual.
Yeah. And don't FBI have more authority?
Yeah, I think it depends, like, the case.
Okay.
This doesn't stop the Sodders. They hire a private investigator called T.T. Tinsley. Tinsley discovered that a member of the coroner's jury who ruled that the fire was an accident was the same life insurance salesman who threatened George before the fire.
Ah. What happened to him? Huh? What happened to him? I hope he got arrested for, like, falsely claiming to be someone.
No. I think it's all, like, in the community and they're just okay. Oh, it's fine. Like, it's fine. Yeah.
I still have a lot of questions about this.
Tinsley asked around the town and heard a rumour from the town's minister that the fire chief had found a heart in the ashes and buried it in the memorial.
What, as in, like, a human heart or a heart-shaped thing? Okay.
Tinsley asked where it was and dug it up, only to discover that the heart was actually a beef liver and that it had never been in a fire.
Fucking hell.
Bit different. I'm assuming I'm assuming they look very different.
Yeah, a liver and a heart look completely different.
So why is the fire chief just like, yeah, I found a heart and buried it, and then this guy's just like, it's beef liver.
Okay.
How do you get the two confused? And especially one, it's never been in a fire. Yeah, one's gonna be substantially
bigger than the other.
Yeah. Anyway, the Sodders had the dirt excavated for human remains a few years later and found some small vertebrae that was believed to be from a 16 to 17-year-old, but the oldest missing child was 14. Mm. So these bones don't match the Sodders' children. And these bones were never in a fire. So these are believed to be in the dirt that George put into the memorial, not from the...
Someone else he killed.
Maybe. These bones were then lost, so they cannot be tested for DNA.
What I still don't get is if the kidnapping, they've almost got to kidnap and kill them. Because if those children survived, some of them are teenagers. Mm-hmm. The younger ones, maybe not, but the teenage ones, then when they go into adulthood, you would expect them to then say, when they finally got away, I was so-and-so. Mm. I was kidnapped however many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this is me. Yeah, mm-hmm. They didn't. So I'm pretty certain they're dead.
Probably.
I'm not following the kidnap story.
It's just weird that there's like no evidence of them being in that fire.
But then could they have been removed and executed somewhere else?
Maybe.
Like more like to torture the... I don't know. It's weird.
It is weird.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. This is why it remains unsolved. Because like the kidnap theory could be plausible. But then again, like you said, they're old enough. And if... Why? What's the point? And yeah, when they get old enough, they should be like, oh yeah, this is me.
Yeah. They should do that. But also like, what's the point in kidnapping them if you're then just... gonna kill him? Yeah. Like, would you not ask for a ransom?
Yeah.
Or like put it on display, like,
yeah,
we've killed your children because you did this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see why they would kidnap them and then do nothing about it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It seems a bit weird. Like, I feel like they've got to at least say something to the family, like, we have your children, like, send a letter.
Yeah. And obviously the kids were probably asleep upstairs, so in theory they probably won't hear them scream, so they might hopefully pass out.
Smoke inhalation, yeah, yeah.
And die that way.
I feel like they burnt in the fire.
Probably, but there's no evidence, which is very confusing.
It depends how, like you say, how badly that house was burnt down. Do they not have photos?
1945, no. They have
photos, but I'm thinking, like, did no one, you know, like newspapers, no one go to the scene and, like, take a photo for the newspaper? Because we could have established how burnt the house was.
It'd just be...
Then I think it's still plausible that the bones could have burnt down so much that it's literally the tiniest of fragments.
Yeah, but they did...
And they didn't do a good enough job of sifting through it.
Mm. But they did find some mysterious bones, which they believe is probably, like, older than, like, the children. So, like, years before the children.
Yeah, not, but that was done at a later date, so...
I know.
The original ones didn't sift properly.
I know. So all this leads to a West Virginia governor stating that the case was closed, telling that George and Jenny that their search was hopeless.
Right, okay.
But they didn't give up. For 40 years, a billboard on the missing children stood on the side of the road near the house to remind people of their children.
Right.
Unfortunately, nothing has ever been found, and over the years... people still report sightings of the children, just older, but nothing has ever really come of it.
Yeah, I don't think they're alive. I think they died in the fire.
Yeah.
I think in all reality.
Yeah.
not to poo-poo the whole mystery idea, but I don't believe that there's not enough for the kidnapping thing. I just don't get why they would kidnap them and then do nothing.
Especially when the salesman's like, your children will be destroyed, not your children will disappear.
Yeah. Not and if you're going to take them, why not take all of them?
Nine children? Do you want nine children?
No, but if you're going to, like, destroy the whole family, like, steal all of them.
Yeah.
Why only take some of them?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I feel like if you're going to kidnap them, you're kidnapping them for a reason.
Mm.
So you've got to do some... Because, like, no one kidnaps a child for nothing.
No.
So, I know there's the whole political party thing, but you would still say, like, you'd expect them to have a letter or a phone call saying, we've taken them because of what you did. For them, no kidnappers to say anything afterwards.
Well, not necessarily, because, like, you hear all the time, like, kidnappers take kids and then there's no rhyme or reason behind it. They just have the child. Well,
they're using them for, like, trafficking or something.
Yeah, but they don't be like, I have your child.
I suppose. But if they're going with they've done it because of his history, then why wouldn't they leave a note? Do you know what I mean? Like, we told you we were going to come for you.
It's like you're causing harm just to save them. And then, it doesn't make sense. I don't know what happened. I don't know. It's very mysterious.
I think they died in the fire. So probably. I don't think they got out.
I'm just hoping that they died before
the smoke inhalation. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
1945. I thought it stuck with my theme of, like, trying to stick with, like, the 40s.
Yeah, no, it did. And it's another one, because didn't you do a similar one where there's multiple children go missing? Was it the Beaumont children?
Yes.
So maybe if you like this episode, go check that one out.
Yeah, I can't remember what episode that was, but I think it's quite early on.
So, I think that's it for this episode.
Well, listeners could maybe give their theory.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the burn in the fire. That's what I think. That's my theory.
Maybe some aliens came along and, like, zapped them out.
No.
And then, like, took them away.
No.
They got to save some.
Yeah, but then what are they doing with them? Turning them into alien food?
A Bigfoot came along and, like, picked them up at the house. And it's like, you can come live with me. Jam sandwiches with them. Yeah.
Okay. On that note, in the meantime,
keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging.